This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Henry's doing a great job with the music today, by the way. Sounds great. Good stuff. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. You know, there's so much wokeness in our world today. It's something we're all dealing with. And it continues to rear its ugly head when it comes to the left and what they want to do when it comes to things like, federal judges who vow to stop hiring law clerks from Yale Law School, which is exactly what's happening right now. And I'm very happy to welcome to the program Nate Hochman. Is a staff writer at National Review, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Nate, thanks for making time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So Judge James Ho of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit announced Thursday he would no longer be hiring law clerks from Yale Law School, and he urged other judges to follow suit. Why did he do that?
Well, look, Judge Ho has been, I think, one of the most sort of outspoken and courageous judges in the federal circuit. He has been particularly outspoken on campus issues and in law schools because he's interacting with young law clerks who are coming into his office all of the time. And he understands that these are the people who are going to be the future lawyers and going to be the judges on the judiciary someday. And Yale Law School has been particularly insane in terms of its cancel culture, its left-wing wokeness in recent years. And Judge Ho said, you know, I've had enough. I think for those of us who believe in sanity, who believe in free speech, you know, there's no reason that we have to hire clerks from places like Yale Law. And the only way they're going to change is if we actually put pressure on them by doing things like this.
Do you mean that here's a judge fighting back against cancel culture, fighting back against the woke left by essentially now employing the same tactics that they employ all the time, which I, by the way, 100% agree with what this judge is doing. I think it's fantastic. Because think about it now, Yale Law School is one particular law school where cancellations and disruptions seem to occur with special frequency, the judge said. So essentially now he's pointing out that, you know what, you can cancel the cancelers.
That's right. And look, I mean, the people who haven't been paying attention to what's happening at Yale Law, and I don't blame you if you don't, it is really above and beyond even the normal insanity that we see on elite, you know, Ivy League campuses. There was recently, earlier this year, a bipartisan panel on free speech, ironically on free speech, faced a disruption that became so intense that police officers who were at the event had to call for backup and escort all of the panelists out of the building and into a squad car. And the associate dean of Yale Law, who was there for the whole event, did nothing. So this is not just some crazy students. It's being sanctioned and often encouraged by the administration at Yale Law. And Judge Ho isn't just going after crazy woke students. He's actually targeting the power structure at Yale Law that allows that stuff to happen.
Which is important. I mean, it really is, because this power structure is not just at Yale. It's also at other schools, too, as you point out, like Georgetown Law, for example, and how they treated Professor Ilya Shapiro.
Right. And Judge Ho, actually, this just goes to show how courageous of a federal judge he is. He actually went to Georgetown Law to defend Ilya Shapiro at Georgetown Law when he was being canceled. I reported on this, you know, a while ago. He was scheduled to give a speech on something completely unrelated, a legal theory issue. And he surprised Georgetown Law by scrapping the speech at the last minute and giving the surprise speech with a robust defense of Ilya Shapiro, saying Ilya Shapiro didn't do anything wrong. And he finished the speech by saying, if you cancel Ilya, you're going to have to cancel me too. So this is someone who's really been at the forefront and much more outspoken and vocal than I think a lot of federal court judges throughout all of these different campus controversies. I hope that other judges follow suit. He's encouraging them to do that. I hope that they take his word.
And it's important, too, because, you know, you've got law schools around the country right now, Nate, where they won't have debates on certain topics. They won't talk about certain things because they don't want to make students feel unsafe. Yale's been a leader in all this, and that's dangerous for the law. It's dangerous for the legal system if you are training people who are going to actually be the lawyers, but they're not allowed to go through the proper training in classrooms because they're told not to talk about certain things, not to cite case law, not to discuss certain philosophical principles because it might offend somebody. I mean, it just sounds insane that I'm even saying that this is happening.
Right, but I think the one point that you made about how this is not just confined to college campuses is really important, because for a very long time, a lot of us saw what was happening on college campuses, all this craziness, and went, well, it's crazy, but they're going to grow out of it, right? And we turned out to be, you know, those of us who thought that turned out to be totally wrong. They don't grow out of it, actually. They all of these people from places like institutions like Yale Law, they get out into the real world, and they transform American society in their image, right? And that's something that Judge Ho was talking about and worrying about in his speech. He was saying, this doesn't just remain confined to Yale Law. These are the people who are going to be the future lawyers, the politicians, the prosecutors, the judges, certainly, eventually even Supreme Court justices, who are going to define the American legal system. And if we don't do something and really have a sense of urgency about pushing back now, it's going to be too late.
The other issue, and this is something that Judge Ho worried about, and you wrote about this, Nate Hochman, in your piece, was that our whole country has now become a campus, with academic trends trickling into the mainstream American society. Cancel culture now has infected our educational institutions, the legal profession, corporate America, public health, and even the criminal justice system has been weaponized to cancel disfavored political viewpoints. The judge arguing this in his speech before the Kentucky Federalist Society, cancel culture is deeply embedded in journalism, entertainment, sports, and the arts, and the consequences for America are significant. They really are. But, you know, lawyers in the past used to be ones you could assume would fight against cancel culture, right, Nate Hochman? Because for a lot of them, they understood the First Amendment, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. You would imagine them to be on the side of that. I can cite the ACLU for a moment here. But the ACLU now believes it's okay to censor, it's okay to punish people for their speech if, for example, a marginalized community is affected by the words, if they're triggered by those words. I mean, that's a very, very dangerous place to be.
That's exactly right. The ACLU obviously is a perfect example of the transformation of all of these legal institutions, and it's exactly why what Judge James Ho is doing is so important, because, you know, no one is safe from this stuff. I think a lot of people, particularly in more conservative areas of the country, for a long time thought, you know, that craziness was going to remain in these deep blue areas on college campuses, on the lefty sort of institutions. And what we've seen over the last 10 and really 5 years is that it's in big tech. It's in the CDC. You know, it's certainly in the prosecutor's offices in cities like San Francisco and Pennsylvania. You know, 20 cities defunded their police department. You can trace all of that back to what's happening on campuses. What happens on campus does not stay on campus. And you might not be interested in the campus culture wars, but the campus culture wars are certainly interested in you. And that's why it's incumbent on, you know, conservatives like Judge James Ho to actually use their positions of power to put pressure on these institutions to actually force them to change, because we've seen time and time again, they're not just going to change from us arguing with them. You actually have to put material pressure on them.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because if you're not an attorney, you may not know this, but being a Yale Law School student and then getting a clerkship for a federal judge is a major plum, right?
Right. Yes. And that's a huge, huge part of Yale Law's prestige, right? Yale is the number one rated law school in the country precisely because of how many federal clerkships it gets. That's one of the main ways that law schools have their ratings. So if Judge Ho does this, and then he gets, you know, even just 5-6 other circuit court judges who are courageous enough to join him, that puts a huge dent in Yale Law's standing. And that will, again, change the entire incentive structure for the Yale Law administrators. Those Yale Law administrators who were sitting by as all of these student radicals were trying to assault these panelists recently, they're going to think twice about that if they realize there are actual material consequences for the institutions they work with if they don't actually try to put up a fight. So that's why this kind of stuff is going directly for the center of Yale Law's credentialism and its prestige, and that's how you actually get these institutions to change.
You know, and Nate Huckman, something the judge said that I really love from his speech, and he talks about if you've got people who are intolerant of liberalism, in other words, if you have people who are displaying illiberalism, which is the opposite of the classical liberalism that we subscribe to, but there has to be some consequence of that. He said, he points this out here. He says, you know, it turns out that when elite law schools like Yale teach their students that there are no consequences to their intolerance and illiberalism, the message sticks with them. And good, because, I mean, judges and law students and lawyers should be the proponents of classical liberalism, not modern day liberal illiberalism, but, you know, classical liberalism. And so good. I mean, we, you know, he says customers can boycott entities that practice cancel culture. I think you wrote this, actually. But you know, for a judge to do this and push back may send the right message, at least insofar as law schools are concerned. I mean, we can hope anyway.
Right. And another point that, that Judge Ho made in his full remarks, which didn't make it into the piece, but hopefully will be published soon, was that the difference between someone like Judge Ho and someone like the administrators at Yale Law is he's not trying to cancel these people because he wants to destroy them outright. He's trying to put pressure on them so that they actually move back towards a more small L liberal approach. So what he's doing is a strategic move to try to push them away from illiberalism. He's not trying to engage in his own genre of cancel culture. That's the difference. So this is, again, it's a strategic move with the goal of trying to restore free speech and open debate on elite law campuses like Yale. And I think that's, you know, you have to think in these terms if you're actually going to succeed in that goal.
Nate Huckman, National Review. Appreciate it. We'll post a link to your piece. Federal judge vows to stop hiring law clerks from Yale Law School. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
And I want to thank my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for doing a great job with me. Somebody called the show Mario, my first caller in afternoon drive again, called the show to ask me if the roofing company was coming with me because Emmons worked on his home and he said they did a great job for him. Well, they'll do a great job for you as well. You can trust the great work of Emmons Roofing and Siding, the company I use in my home. And they have some great news right now. They know that interest rates are skyrocketing, rising inflation's out of hand. So what can you do if you need a major repair like a new roof, windows, or siding? Well, you can't wait because winter's right around the corner. And thanks to my friends Stephanie and Matt and the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding, you don't have to wait. Because right now, Emmons is offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacements. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough, they are continuing to offer all of my listeners 12 months, same as cash financing. That's 12 months to pay to give yourself the peace of mind you need. So if you're in the market for a new roof, roof repairs, siding, or Anderson windows, give Emmons a call today for a free estimate at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or visit emmonsroofing.com. emmonsroofing.com. Remember, take advantage of their inflation relief discount and 12-month financing. This is a great local company that I use and trust, and they should be your company as well. EmmonsRoofing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.